Ben Moore here with you for the homecoming game, the Iowa Bulldogs versus the Rotan Yellowhammers. Bulldogs have, all the songs have been played, the national anthem has had, prayer's been sung. All right, captains for the Bulldogs tonight, what is the homecoming game? We've got Cody McCowan, Zach White, Ike Weaver, Shaden Hatley, Holden Rios, Cameron Ochoa, and Ace, who's Ace's last name? Melendez, that's it. Bulldogs, huh? We're waiting for the referees. Both teams are standing on the 40-yard line waiting to walk out to the middle. We're just waiting on the referees to get here. There's 9 minutes and 32 seconds left on the clock. So while we're waiting, we'll give you an update just from around the district. Tonight, the Bulldogs, according to 6-man football, ranked number 10. The Rotan Yellowhammers are ranked 32nd. Rotan had a bye week last week, so they didn't play a district game. Ira beat Roby last week, if you remember, so the Bulldogs are 1-0 in district. Roby is 0-1, and then last week, Hermley and Astromont played. Hermley defeated Astromont, so Hermley is 1-0, and Astromont is 0-1 in district. Tonight, the Bulldogs are taking on Rotan. Hermley is playing Roby. And Astromont has an open week. Next week, the Bulldogs have an open week, and then we'll finish out doing playing Hermley and then Astromont, respectively, and we'll end at home against Astromont. So, still waiting on the officials to get here. I mean, it's shaping up to be a long game. You got homecoming with all the festivities that are going to take place and all that stuff, and waiting on the rest of you. So let me run through all the sponsors real quick and make sure they get their dues for supporting these broadcasts. Sponsors are Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn of Snyder, Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall and Snyder, Legacy Fuels, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Brewer with Agents, Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust, First Church of God at Ira, Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Booster Club, and S. McCowan Photography. Still no sign of the official. I think they should just let the stands officiate. We're going to do it anyway. I didn't see that. Oh. There they come. All right. Now they're just getting past the Bulldog helmet again. All the Bulldog seniors are out at half for the coin flip, and then for Rotan, can't quite see who the players are, but they got four out there. All right. 7 minutes on the clock, and we're about to get underway for the coin toss as soon as the officials kind of get into place. All right. Here you go, I got an extra. Okay, now we're walking out for the coin flip. So here we go. It is homecoming for the Bulldogs tonight. So the stands are packed with lots of people coming back into town. Both teams are now shaking hands at midfield. We'll see what the white hat does here. See what's going on. We'll note Shaden Hatley's not suited up tonight. The story I was told was he has a knee injury, so he'll be out for hopefully just a week, and then we can get him back in for the rest of the district games. My source has told me that he'll be back next week, but we'll see. Wikipedia. Yeah. All right. Both teams have done the coin flip. They've talked to the white hat. We'll see exactly what's going to be signaled. Rotan is going to receive the kickoff, and they're going to receive it on the right side of the field. The Bulldogs are going to kick from the left to the right. ready to get underway. Both teams are running back to their respective halves. Time's expired on the clock, so let's get this football game rolling on what is a brisk Friday evening. The first real kind of brisk game that we've had this year. Get the weather pulled up. I show that it's 61, it feels like it's 59. And it's only going to get colder as the game goes on. So, not a lot of wind, just a little bit, maybe 7 miles per hour. Looking at the flag, and it's kind of fluttering in the wind a little bit, so there's enough. It's blowing from the home stand to the visitor stand. Maybe a little bit with the way the Bulldogs are going to be kicking the ball. So, outside of that, weather should be good. Bulldogs running out of the tunnel now. All the mini cheerleaders down there yelling and cheering with them. We will get this ball game underway here. Momentarily, once both teams kind of send everybody out onto the field. Defenders, it's going to be Jordan Daniel, Matt Beat for the Yellowhammers. That's going to be Cabrera for the Bulldogs kicking. He's got into rhythm kicking here lately. He's been able to kick it pretty far back. He's got the wind a little bit out of his back, so I would expect him to just try to get a touchback kick here. And it looks like Daniel is back on the 5-yard line to receive the kick, so he's expected a big booming kick as well. And there's the kick. It's high. It's far. Daniel's taking it about the 10-yard line. He's going to try to run it. Met by, hit by 1, 2, 3 Bulldog defenders there. Cabrera's one of them. Pena's the other. Brings down Daniel at the 30-yard line, so it'll be 1st and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 30-yard line as the Dominant Dog defense steps up and get onto the field. So Hadley was a huge rusher for the Bulldogs. And now it looks like Dimitri Juarez is going to step in and fill his place, the sophomore. He's had some huge hits on defense. Yellowhammers come out with a trip set on the far side in shotgun. There's sent hit track. Number one, Flores is running, being chased by Juarez. He's going to suck the ball and try to run. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by McCallum after about a 4-yard gain, 3-4. We'll see how far they get. Yeah, 3.5-yard gain. So the Yellowhammers came out in a trip format in shotgun. Number one, the quarterback, Flores. Flores was able to put some pressure on the quarterback and rush. And now they're going to come back in a two receivers on each side. They're going to send some extra help back to watch Flores. Flores is right there on him. He's going to grab him. Able to escape, just lost the ball short, and be pushed out of bounds by Rios. So it's a pass that was complete for about a 15-yard gain. It'll be up for a 1st down. That gets the ball close to the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. We'll see exactly where they put it. They're going to put it at the 33-yard line for the Bulldogs. So the Yellowhammers are wanting to pass the ball in some quick 10-15-yard routes they've been running. Now they're going to send trips to the far side. Flores is 12, 13 yards back. There's the snap. Pitch back to Flores. Looking to get the ball. This one, Pena's running on it. Flores able to break the tackle. Throws the ball. Deep to the receiver. It's going to be deflected by Partain. So incomplete. He had a chance there for an interception. It just kind of instead felt incomplete. So yeah, sorry, I said, thank you. the numbers are hard to tell. I think that it's Martinez for the Bulldogs that was right there. On the rush, and Flores is able to just break that tackle and throw the ball deep. Yellowhammer's going to come back out and he trips on the near side. There's the snap. Pitch back to Flores. Flores being pursued by Martinez. Again, Martinez has all the jersey. Oh, my goodness. The Bulldogs didn't know the ball was out. They had two defenders down on him, and the Yellow Jackets are going to recover. So Martinez was able to get there. He got the quarterback. He grabbed it. He's trying to bring him down. Flores was fighting for it, and Martinez was able to strip the ball loose. Both Bulldog defenders had the quarterback down. They thought he was down. They didn't see the ball out of him. One of the Yellowhammers came and recovered it. So now it's going to be third and 33. Ball's back on the 34-yard line of the Yellowhammers. Ball's on the 33, sorry. It's going to be a third and 29. They're going to send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the inside, three in the backfield to bring some protection for Flores. Referees blow the ball there. They just snapped it. Delay of game on the Yellowhammers. So that's going to back them up some more. All right, Yellowhammers come back in the same formation. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side. Both spread out, three in the backfield. There's Matt Hitch back to Flores. He's the quarterback. Flores being pursued by Weaver. Weaver staying on his feet. Dives just, and Flores is just able to escape on outside of him. Still running on his feet. Being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to be pushed out of bounds just on this side of the 30-yard line. It'll be about the 29, 28. We'll see where they spot it. Not enough for a first down. Makes up a big chunk of yards, but it's going to end up being like a 4th and 10, 4th and 11, depending on where they spot it. The Bulldogs' pass rush is getting here. The Bulldogs' defense, the secondary is able to stick on the receiver so nobody is open. All those big plays have just been on the quarterback scrambling. The Bulldogs' rushers haven't been able to bring down Flores. He's really quick, and he's kind of stocky low to the ground. Yellowhammer's sent three receivers to the far side. There's the snap, pitch back to Flores, looking to throw the ball, being pursued by Martinez. Flores breaks and he threw that ball across the line of scrimmage. He threw that ball across the line of scrimmage! Receiver counted it. They're going to call it a touchdown. There's no flag. So that's going to be a touchdown. Rotan puts them up 6-0 with 7 minutes, 51 seconds left in the first. Kicker for the Yellowhammers is Jeffrey. There's the snap to hold the kick. The ball is up. And it's good. So that puts the Yellowhammers up 8-0 early in the first quarter. One of the sponsors for this broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizza in Snyder since 1978 and has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen, and a convenient pickup window for to-go orders and deliveries available through DoorDash. All right, so 7:51 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs trailing 8-0, but about to get the ball after the opening kickoff. I thought he had crossed the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball. My eye might have saw the edge of the sticks, not the down marker, but I thought that he did that, but the referees didn't call it, so it's going to be 8-0. It's going to stand. Now, looks Rotan's lined up like they're going to kick the onside kickoff from the near side to the far side. 11 is the kicker. And he tweaks it a little bit. Rios is going to grab the ball and get it. He's on his feet trying to run. He's going to be taken down at the Ira 34-yard line. So he lined up like he was going to kick it across the field, and he kind of swung his foot and kicked it straight in front of him. Rios picked the ball up and then was just hit immediately and brought down. but that gives the Bulldogs good field position with 7:47 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs come out in a different formation. They're going to be under center, but two liner on the near sideline. A runner back up to Weaver, who's got the ball. Now that it's field, can be pushed to the bounds at the Yellowhammer 33-yard line. The Bulldogs come out not the Ira Eye. Able to get about a 12-yard gain to set up a second and three. Ball's going to be set at the near hash. Now, here's the IRI. There's a snap. Hits to McCown, run on the far side. McCown gets past the first line. It's going to be brought down after about a yard or two gain. That's going to set up a third and two for the Bulldogs. Ball's on the 33-yard line. Rotan's 33-yard line. 7:17 left in the first quarter and counting. Partain gets his team set. There's the snap. Pitching the counter on the near side this time. Now he's got the room to raise. Got the first down. Good. Going to get all the way down to around the Ira or the Rotan's 24-yard line. So plenty for a first down. It's going to be first and 15 from the 24 for the Bulldogs. 6:55 and counting in the first quarter. Bulldogs get set in the Ira High. There's a snap handoff to McCown on the far side. This time he's got some room to run. He's at the 10. Plows through one defender, turning his feet, trying to get to the end zone. They're going to say he was down just short, maybe a yard or two. We'll see exactly where they put the ball down, but it's going to be about first. It'll be like first and goal from the two, maybe. And ball's going to be set just at the other side of the hash mark. I tell you what, not a bad. Eye formation. The end up underneath the Weaver. Weaver weaves his way through the rotating defense for the touchdown Bulldogs. They've been running the sweep to the far side, sweep to the near side, and now they let Weaver run the ball right up the middle in the dive, and he's able to walk right on in for the touchdown. That puts the Bulldogs down just by two with Cabrera coming on to kick. Rios is the snapper, Weaver the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. No good. All right, another sponsor for these broadcasts is Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located in College Avenue in Snyder. We have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Anytime Fitness. With 24/7 access, you get gym access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world. Personal team training, personal coaching available, personal showers, hydro massage, standing bed, nutritional supplements. Every member receives a free get started plan. Another sponsor is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and local areas since 1950. Local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access your banking via our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile bank, telebank, and our two ATMs. All right, Bulldogs trailing the Yellowhammer 6-8 early in the fourth quarter, and there's Cabrera with the kick. He's booming back deep, and it's going to roll back in the end zone for a touchback. It went through the guy who he tried to catch. It went through his hands and just went up back in the end zone for the touchback. So 6 minutes. 17 seconds left in the first. Bulldogs down by two, but the dominant dog defense is back on the field. So far, Rotan has spread the ball and tried to throw it, but they have one play that worked for them, really, and then it's been quarterback scrambling, trying to get out and run the Bulldogs defenders. They're going to do the same thing. Two on the far side, one on the other side. There's the snap. Pitch back this time. It's just going to be a straight run by the Yellowhammers. It was hit and brought down by Weaver for about a 4-yard gain. Let's see who was carrying the ball. Jeffrey. Jeffrey for the Hammers was brought down by a Weaver for a 4-yard gain. So that's going to set up a 2nd and 11 from the Yellow Hammer 24-yard line. The Bulldog defense has really done pretty well. They just haven't quite been able to break down the screen and quarterback that's kept play of the line. So two receivers from the far side, one to the air side, two in the backfield. But Flores, back to the snap. Flores has the ball short, trying to get it. He tosses it up. Off the face mask of the intended receiver, it's going to fall incomplete. So that time they put Flores as the middleman who got the ball and he just threw the ball up on a post route or a corner route, and it was high, and the receiver could have got it. It just hit him in the face. So that's going to set up a 3rd and 11 for the Yellowhammers. 5 minutes, 31 seconds left in the first. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey tosses the ball. Incomplete. He got the ball, threw it. Jeffrey threw the ball, and it hit his intended receiver's hands and just fell incomplete. So now it's going to be 4th and 11 for the Yellowhammers. 5 minutes, 24 seconds left in the first. Bulldogs trailing by 2. Now they're going to trip to the far side. They're all set on the far hash mark 2. It's that pitch back. Jeffrey has the ball. Looks at the throw. He's chased by Martinez. Martinez has around the race. Jeffrey breaks through the tackle. Top is it. Short is incomplete. Turnover on down. Weaver and Martinez just put the pressure on Jeffrey, who tried to dump it off short, and it fell incomplete. The Bulldogs are going to take over at the Yellowhammer 24-yard line. 5:15 left in the first. All right, Bulldogs break the huddle. They're going to get set in the IRA. They've done some hard counts, trying to get the Yellowhammers to jump off behind. What they're doing now. Oh, and the Bulldogs are going to jump. Offside on the Bulldogs. So that's going to set up now a 1st and 20 for the Bulldogs. So I don't, the Bulldogs are doing the hard count, I guess, to try to keep the Yellowhammers off balance. But instead, they got their own. So, come back out in the Ira eye on the far hash mark. There's the snap. Pitch to McCown on the near side. McCown breaks to the first line. Breaks the second defender. Tackle. He throws a good stiff arm. He's able to power his way forward. He's going to get about 6 yards on the carry. So that's going to set up a 2nd and 14. For the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be sent at the 23.5 yard line. It's set in the eye or eye. Ball's on the near hash mark. There's a snap pitch to the counter on the far side. This time he's got some blockers ahead of him. It's going to take multiple people. They still can't get him down. It took the whole team to bring McCown down. He only gets about 3 yards on it. It's going to set up a 3rd and 10 for the Bulldogs. They've run McCown on both sides. 4 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first. Ball's going to be set on the far hash mark this time. And it's going to be on the 20-yard line. There's a snap pitch. McCown around the far side. McCown cuts it on up in the middle. Simple breakthrough. He's going to get 4 or 5 yards on the carry before he's brought down. It's going to take the whole Yellowhammer defense to do it. So it's going to be about a 4th and 6 for the Bulldogs. Ball's on the Yellowhammer 16-yard line. The Yellowhammers are bringing everybody up into the box to try to stop the run. They've got some good size guys on the edge, too. And it looks like Coach Goodwin's going to call a timeout, kind of get the team ready for this big 4th and 6 with 3 minutes, 29 seconds left in the first quarter. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Mitch Hall and Snyder. Your local GM dealer wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. Another sponsor is Legacy Fuel, established in 1937. We sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and caked goods. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal. The five locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring, top prices are paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, carbide, iron, and tin, and structural piping rods are available. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. First Bank and Trust, Insider, another sponsor of these broadcasts. So thank you guys for supporting these broadcasts. All of the sponsors. Bulldogs are going to be facing a big 4th down, 4th and 6 with 3:29 left in the first, and the Bulldogs down by 2. There's the IRI snap. It's going to be a pass. Partain rolling out to the near side. Off to the deep. He's got his receiver. Put it on the ball. It's complete. I think it was Kaplan who had the ball again. And all over him. And it fell down. The ball just bounced down. So in comes the deep. So Ellenhammer just takes over. They'll have 1st and 15 from their own 20-yard line, 3 minutes, 21 seconds left in the first. All right, Yellow Hammer's break. That'll make them out with trips on the near side. 2 in the backfield, stacked way back. Flores is a full 12 yards behind the ball. He gets it pitched back to him, looking to throw, being chased by Martinez. He's going to try to dump it off. Short, hit by Weaver. The receiver stands back up. Hit again is going to be brought down. Hit hard by McCowan and Martinez for about a 4-yard gain. So that's going to set up a 2nd and 11 for the Yellowhammers. So the Bulldogs' pressure is getting to the quarterback, and they just dumped it off that time. The secondary is there on the coverage, but they're not able to throw the ball quickly. It's just a matter of bringing down the defenders. And with this being kind of the first cold night, I imagine it's a little bit different than what it's warm. Gil Anderson, 2 receivers on the far side, 1 to the near side, 2 in the back of those. There's a snap, 4 in there, ball looking over. That's going to be a reverse by the Yellowhammers. McCowan's there. The running back's able to run all the way for a 1st down, but not much more. So he brings the ball out to the 32-yard line. 1st down for the Yellowhammers. So Rotan came out. They ran like they were going to run to the near side. Handed off underneath to Daniel, who ran a reverse on the other side. And he was able to squirt his way out to get a 1st down. But the ball still isn't past midfield. With 2 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first and counting, the Bulldogs down by 2. The Yellowhammers send 3 to the far side of the trip formation. They've got 2 way back deep. There's the snap. Pitch back. The quarterback runs it. He's still on his feet trying to break the tackle. Bulldog defender's there. It's going to be Partain who pushes him out of bounds. Enough for a 1st down, about a 20-yard run for the Yellowhammers. That sets up a 1st and 15 from the 28 of the Bulldogs. 1 minute, 35 seconds and counting left in the first. The secondary is there. The rush is there. It's just a matter of bringing down the running back. The Yellowhammers are taking their sweet time and calling the play. And they're going to call the timeout. So, 1st timeout for the Yellowhammers. That puts the score, Bulldogs trailing 6-8 with 1 minute 16 seconds left in the first. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is the First Church of God in Ira. Ira First Church of God is building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Nick Pastor and invite you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Iowa Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples who make disciples through gospel center, preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. The Sunday school class for all ages is at 10 a.m. Worship at 11 a.m. with expository, book by book, verse by verse preaching, community groups at 6 p.m. on Sundays, youth and kids, Bible study, and an adult prayer meeting Wednesdays with a meal at 6 p.m. For more information, visit fbciowa.com or check them out on Facebook or Instagram. All right, it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Yellowhammers from the Bulldog 28-yard line. Two to the far side, one receiver to the near side, two in the backfield. It's Jeffrey who has the ball, and he's going to try to run it for the Yellowhammers. He's still on his feet, but he's going to be brought out of bounds, and it's going to be a huge penalty by the Bulldogs, a late hit. So Jeffrey was able to get to the 17-yard line, and then there was going to be a big late hit penalty, which is going to push the Yellowhammers really close to the end zone. So that's going to make it, instead of a 1st and 15, that's going to be a 1st and goal from the 9 for the Yellowhammers. It's a dominant dog defense. It's going to look to bend, but not break here. Two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. Jeffrey up front, Flores behind him. There's the snap. It's back to Flores. Flores has the ball. Looking to throw it. He's going to try to dump it short, and it's going to be incomplete. Coverage by McCallum. Rios was right in Flores' face, too. So that's going to be a 2nd and goal from the 9 now with 1 minute and 1 second left in the first, but the clock's going to be dead because it was an incomplete pass. With the rushing attack of the rotating Yellowhammers that's really been giving the dominant dog defense some trouble. This time it's going to be two to the far side, one to the near side. We're at four is up front and Jeffrey behind him. This is typically a run formation. Step back, Jeffrey has the ball and he's looking to run. He's got Rios right in front of him. He gets the line of scrimmage. He's hit hard by Weaver. Several Bulldogs there. He's going to be brought down. So it's going to be a 3rd and 7. For Rotan, 3rd and goal from the 7 for the Yellowhammers. 33 and counting left in the first quarter. Ball's going to be sent to the near hash mark. Yellowhammers are going to send 3 receivers to the far side. They've got Flores as the one who's back deep. This is typically a passing formation. There's a snap, pitch back to Flores. Flores looking to throw the ball, being rushed by several Bulldog defenders. He tosses it into the end zone, and it's going to fall incomplete by the intended receiver. Defense was Zane Allen, so that sets up a 4th and 6 for 4th and goal from the 6 for the Yellowhammers. 13 seconds left on the clock, but the ball fell incomplete. Big 4th down play for the dominant dog defense. 3 receivers to the near side. Flores short. Jeffrey behind it. Typically run formation. There's a snap. Pitch back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey has the ball tucked, looking to throw it. He's chased by Rios. He's going to try to dump it short to Flores. Flores has the ball, but he's going to hit it short. Ball out. They're going to stand down. It's going to be down to 1, so it's going to be no good. So that's a turnover on downs. Great play by the dominant dog defense. Rios rushed up onto Jeffrey. Jeffrey dumped it short to Flores, and then I think it was McCallum who was right there to put the pop on Flores and keep him from getting the touchdown. So now it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs, and they've got 79 yards to go. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. Another sponsor for the broadcast is S. McCallum Photography. Volume 4, Senior Portrait and Game Night Photography. Mention this ad and get 20%, get a 20% discount on a full personal session for new bookings only. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts and all of the sponsors. Snyder's up on Monahan 28-0 with just a little bit over 2.5 minutes in the second quarter left. And now it's going to be the start of the second for the Bulldogs. So first and 15, the Bulldogs have 79 yards to go, but we can do it. Got a whole quarter, down by two, it's homecoming night, just starting to get that football chill in the air. It's a great night for some football. The wind is, looks like it's died down a pretty good amount. The flags are, I mean, every now and then they'll kind of wiggle, so there's something, but not much. Get set in the eye or eye. There's a snap, the hand up underneath, the Weaver beats his way through the defense for about a 6-yard gain. So that's going to be a second and 9 for the Bulldogs. Hillhammers were looking for the handoff to McCallum on the sweep, but instead it was the handoff underneath to Weaver, who weaves his way up, gives the Bulldogs some room to work. It's going to be second now from their 7-yard line. There's the snap, pitch to McCallum, running on the far side. McCallum has got the edge, but it's caught by some defenders. He's able to pick up a yard or two to get the ball up to the 7, 8, 9 yard line. So that's going to set up a 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs, coming from their own 8. Ball set on the far hash mark. It looks to me like the Yellowhammers are just playing the run. They know the Bulldogs are going to run and try to do it, and so they're sending everybody they've got at sweep. Bulldogs come out of different formation. They have two linemen to the far side, two in the backfield. There's that pitch to McCown run on the near side. McCown's got a hold of run. He's at the 15, at the 20. Still on his feet before he's pushed out of bounds. It's going to be plenty for the first down. McCown's able to get the ball all the way up to the 23-yard line. So that's going to be a 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs from the 23. 8 minutes, 25 seconds left. Bulldogs trailing by 2, but marching down the field. Coming out in a different formation. Kind of rattled the rotating defense. And the Bulldogs are going to come out in that same formation again. They've got 2 down linemen to the far side, 2 in the backfield, Partain under center. There's a snap. Hits McCown running on the far side. McCown gets the ball. He dodges the first round. Defenders. He's still on his feet. That's the 30. That's the 35. Comes back at the 40. Gets the field up a couple down cuts before he's finally going to be brought down on the other side of midfield. McCown gets the ball all the way out to the Yellowhammer 36-yard line. So just that subtle shift in the formation has put the blockers in the right spot to spring McCown for some huge runs. And so the Bulldog drive started at their 1-yard line. Now they've passed midfield, and the ball set at the rotating side now. 7 minutes, 50 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs trailing by 2, but has some good offensive momentum going. Same formation. There's a snap pitch to McCown running on the near side. This time McCown gets it back up the middle. He's not going to get much. He's going to get maybe a yard or two. Gets the ball up to the Yellowhammer 35-yard line. So it's going to be 2nd and 13 for the Bulldogs. 7:17 left and counting in the half. Bulldogs trailing by 2. Get back into the IRA-I formation. There's a snap pitch to McCown right on the near side. McCown bounces out. He's at the 30. The 25, 20, 50, 10, 5. He's going to walk right into the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs! huge run by McCallum. That was a 79-yard offensive drive for the Bulldogs to put them up 12-8 with Cabrera coming on for the kick. Rios is the snapper, Weaver the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. That's going to put the Bulldogs up 14-8 with 6:51 left in the first quarter. I want to thank our sponsors for this broadcast, Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking at home financing. Some of their sponsors for the broadcast is Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1979 and has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen. We have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. We have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app. The order ahead. All right, Bulldogs. Take the lead after a big offensive drive down the series. We check some scores from around the area. Hermley is leading Brocan 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. We're playing Brocan. Colorado City is leading Haskell 6-0, and Snyder is leading Monahans 28-0 almost at halftime. All right, Cabrera with a booming kick that rolls back into the end zone for a touchback. So, it'll be first and 15 from the 20 for the Yellow Jackets as the Dominant Dog defense had a huge stop at the end of the first quarter to keep the Yellow Hammers from scoring. So the Yellow Hammers have spread the ball out. They've tried to throw it on the Bulldog defense. The secondary's played well. The rushers have played well, it's just a matter of bringing down the shifty and fast quarterbacks, and there's been several of them that have been sprung in there. All right, it's a new formation for the Yellowhammer Star. We've got two on the near side, three in the backfield. Pitch back to Daniel. Daniel drops the ball. The ball still has picked up by Weaver. Weaver picks the ball up. It's going to be a Bulldog! The Yellowhammer came out in a new formation. They put three in the backfield. They kicked it to Flores. Flores turned and pitched it to Daniel. Daniel bobbled the ball and dropped it. Weaver picked it up like it was basketball season and went to the other side for a touchdown. So that puts the Bulldogs up now 20-8, and Cabrera comes on for the field goal. Rios the snapper, Weaver the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up, and it's good. So, Bulldogs now lead 22-8 with 6:42 left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Anytime Fitness, with 24/7 access to the gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world. With personal and team training, nutritional coaching, personal showers, hydro massage, hand movement beds, nutritional supplements, all available. Every new member receives a free Get Started plan at Anytime Fitness. Another sponsor is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and local areas since 1950. A local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access our bank via our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile bank, telebank, and our two ATMs. Mitch Holland Snyder, your local GM dealer, wants to take care of your vehicle services, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. So thank you, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, and Mitch Holland Snyder for sponsoring these broadcasts. Bulldogs leading 22-8 with 6:42 left in the half after the big defensive takeaway. And now Cabrera is on for the kick. He's going to kick it back deep. Daniel's going to be back. The ball's going to bounce. And Daniel's going to pick it up at about the 7-yard line. He cuts it back to the far side. He's going to be brought down by Jared Cabrera, the kicker. So, Cabrera kicks it and runs it and met Daniel at about the 15-yard line. I know they're going to say yes, it's 20. So it's going to be first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from the 20. The line, two defensive plays by the Bulldog defense has been a goal line stand. Literally, they stopped them on the one. And then a fumble recovery for a touchdown. Yellowhammers in two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. There's the snap. Flores gets the ball, pitches it back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, look at the run. He breaks one, tackles the Bulldogs. Bulldog team, several players, he's just shifty and hard to bring down. It's going to take Pena and Weaver to bring him down, but not before he gets about a 12-yard gain. So it's going to set up a second and three for the Yellowhammers. He's lining back like the quarterback, and then he just scrambles, and he's real shifty and hard to bring down. And he's pretty quick. He does a spin move. He does everything he can to stay on his feet. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. Pitch back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to run the ball. Hit hard by McCowan. Oh, no, that's Partain. Hit hard by Partain. Right now, it's going to be enough for a first down. Ball's going to be set at the Yellowhammer 36-yard line on the near hash mark. Yellowhammers break the huddle. They send three receivers to the far side. They've got two in the backfield. The back, deep guy is Flores, which means it's probably a pass. There's a snap. Hitch back to Flores. Flores looking to run. He tosses the ball. Short. It's going to fall incomplete. Yeah, the ball hits McCowan's hands. McCowan was looking to hit the intended receiver. It looks like the Yellowhammers are just trying to get the ball into Jeffrey's hands, because that's who the intended receiver was. So it's going to be second and 15. Ball's going to be set at the Yellowhammer 36-yard line after the incomplete pass. Yellowhammers still waiting to break the huddle. They're going to send one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, and they're going to have three in the backfield. There's a snap. Flores gets the ball. Looking to throw. Being chased by Martinez. He's going to toss it. It's going to fall off the shoulders of the intended receiver. It's going to set up a third and 15 for the Yellowhammers now from their own 36. The Dominant Dog defense has been doing its job. The secondary is right there on the receivers, and the rush is getting there. You can feel Hadley being missed here a little bit. Martinez is doing a great job of filling in. But Hadley has been just a dominant staple of the Bulldog defense. All right, Yellowhammers in three receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. And you've got Jeffrey, he's the one back deep, so look for the run. There's a snap, pitch back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to throw the ball. He intends by Warren. Juarez was the rusher that time. He came in to spell Martinez. Juarez runs over there. Jeffrey was looking to run the ball, didn't look up. The receivers were covered, and Juarez just sat there and let him come to him, and then he wrapped him up and drug him. And so now it's going to be a 4th and 31 for the Yellowhammers from their own 20-yard line. So a big 4th down for the Dominant Dog defense. 4:37 left in the half and counting. One receiver to the near side, one to the far side, two in the backfield, four is the front end. There's the snap. Pitch back. Oh, it's going to be a punt. The ball's going to stop at the 21-yard line. Coach Goodwin's yelling at the official for something. So, where it stands now, the Bulldogs are going to take over at their own 21-yard line. That punt went maybe 5 feet in the air, and then just went end over end to the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 15, first and 23. Bulldogs have 5 minutes, 15 seconds. All right. Bulldogs come out in the Ira I formation. There's the snap, hand up underneath to Pena. Pena's got the ball. Great point. Definitely still on his feet. Run to the flat line. He's able to get all the way to the 39-yard line of the Yellowhammers. Enough for a first down. So the Yellowhammer defense is looking for those sweet from McGowan, and they've had some success with the dive, sneaking underneath. Pena with a good 16, 17-yard carry there. That's going to set up first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Yellowhammer 38. 4:08 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-8. There's a snap. Pitch to McCown. Run on the far side. McCown tries to get the edge. Get to... Oof, he's going to get about a yard short of the line of scrimmage. That's going to set up a second and 16 for the Bulldogs. 3:50 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-8. McCown was running the sweep on the far side there. It was met by too many defenders before he could get back to the line of scrimmage. Bulldogs come out in that different formation. Two down linemen to the far side, one to the near side. Pitch back to McCown. Run on here. McCown gets past the line of scrimmage. Braces. He gets his way all the way down to the 33-yard line. That's a good 7-8 yard run for McCown. That's going to set up a third and about 10 for the Bulldogs. Ball's on the Yellowhammer 33-yard line now. 3 minutes, 11 seconds left and counting in the half. Two down linemen at the far side. Two in the backfield. Partain under center. There's the snap. Hits McCown. Run on the far side this time. McCown hits it back up. He's there trying to find a hole. Hits the line of scrimmage. Breaks tackle and falls forward. For about a 3-4 yard gain, that's going to set up a 4th and 6 for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be at the Yellowhammer 29-yard line, 4:40 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 22-8. Big 4th down for the Bulldog offense in the eye. There's a snap. Pitch to McCown. Run on the near side. McCown breaks the first line. He's not going to have enough for the first down, so it's going to be a turnover on downs. Two minutes, 22 seconds left now for until half. Turnover on downs. The Yellowhammers are going to get the ball at their own 25-yard line. The last couple series, last three series, really the Bulldog defense has been pretty dominant. With a goal line stand, a fumble recovery for a touchdown, and a huge fourth down tackle. Trips to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back. It's Flores looking to throw the ball. Being chased by Juarez. Flores takes off and runs. It's got about a 10-yard gain, still running on the speed. It's going to be hit by Pena, hit by Weaver. For about a 13-yard gain. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 2. Flores got the ball, and he was looking to throw it. He brought rush, so he just took off running, and he darted across the field. He ran 30 or 40 yards to get that 13-yard gain. So now it's a 2nd and 2 from the Yellowhammer, 38-yard line, and it's 44 left in the half and counting. Hold on to receive the half kickoff. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap. It's a pitch for the Yellowhammers to Warren. Warren's got the ball. He's good enough for a first down. Before he's brought down by Pena, McGowan, Weaver, Rio, they're all there on the tackle. So it's going to be 1st and 15 from the Bulldog 34-yard line now. Three receivers for the far side, two in the backfield. I can't tell who's in the very back. There's a snap. pitchback. It's Jeffrey looking to throw the ball, being chased by Martinez. Martinez, bring it down over here! Martinez, Jeffrey! It's going to be a timeout Rotan now. That was a huge sack by Martinez. That's going to set up a second and, let's see, 15, 20, 25, and some change. There we go. Second and 26 for the Yellow Hammers. That was a huge sack for Martinez. And that's for Roby to say, we just need to catch our breath and call a timeout here. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Legacy Fuel, established in 1937. We sell propane, fuel, bulk oils, and case goods. Another sponsor is Snyder Iron and Metal, with five locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top price paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, carbide, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau, with agents Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Another sponsor is First Bank and Trust in Snyder. So thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. 1 minute on the dot left in the half. Bulldogs will receive the kickoff after halftime. They're leading 22-8. Rotating comes out, one receiver to the far side, one receiver to the near side, both on the numbers. Ball's going to be at the far hash mark, and they're going to have three in the backfield in a beat. There's a snap pitch to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to throw the ball, being chased by Martinez. It's going to be caught by the intended receiver. It's going to be hit and brought down. Not enough for a first down, but a big gain. And timeout Rotan. So they're trying to save some time off the clock. So there was pressure being brought on the quarterback, and they were able to complete the pass, and then the big guy ran. So it's going to end up being a 3rd and 8 for the Yellowhammers. Ball is going to be on the Bulldogs, 37 and a half yard line. The sponsor for the broadcast is the Ira First Church of God, building a community of believers for biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday class, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults, begins at 6 p.m. with a meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Jesus invite you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs. All right. Bulldogs have 44 seconds left till half. Really need to come up with a stop here. And the Dominant Dog defense is waiting for a Roby. So, Rotan's going to send three receivers to the far side. And Trish, we're going to have Flores front and Jeffrey behind him. Jeffrey has been a runner, but he's tried to pass it the last few times as well. There's a snap. Pitch back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey throws the ball, and he's hit, pressed down by the Bulldog. It's Martinez, who's right there to bring him down. So now it's going to be a 4th and 17 for the Yellowhammers. Same formation. There's a set. Pitch back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey has the ball, looking to throw it, being chased by several Bulldog defenders. Weaver on his tail. Martinez is right there as well. Weaver, he's going to hit down with the ball. That ball incomplete. What the defense has done is instead of just rushing full fledged after the quarterback, they stand right there and they don't let him run forward. They make him run side to side. And so when he steps up and throws the ball, Weaver put a pop on him. And the ball fell incomplete. There was no one around it. But they turn over on downs. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Bulldogs, coming from their own 37-yard line. 13 seconds left in the half. 22-8. Bulldogs lead. And the Bulldogs also skip the ball. Alright, Bulldogs, break the huddle. Run on, get set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff to McCallum on the near side. McCallum on the speed. He's at the 35, 20, 20, 15, 10, 5, 6, 7, 4. That was McCallum with a huge hand. the PAT and it comes out. It's going to be Rios the holder, Weaver, and Weaver the holder, Rios the snapper, Cabrera the kicker. Snap, hold, kick, ball's up. Oh, it hits the pole. No good. So, that puts the Bulldogs up 28-8 with 3 seconds left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Ira Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples and make disciples for gospel center preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Sunday school classes for all ages to 10 a.m. with a worship service at 11. It's book by book, verse by verse, expository preaching. Community group Sunday night at 6 p.m. Youth, kids, and adult studies at Wednesdays at 6. Start with a free mail. For more information, visit sbcira.com or visit their Facebook and Instagram page. Another sponsor is Ira Booster Club. On behalf of Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. And another sponsor is F. McCallum Photography, Volume 4, Senior, Portrait, and Game Day Photography. Mention this ad for a 20% discount on a full personal session for new bookings only. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts and sponsor them. So the dominant dog defense has stepped up, and then the offense is now beginning to get into their rhythm, which is typically what happens for the school dog team. The other team just gets tired of the defense making you work for every yard that you get, and the offense punishing you if you decide to tackle the runners. And now you can see where McCallum's springs are good. 45, 35, I can't remember, yard run for a touchdown. 3 seconds left in the half, and the Bulldogs will receive the kick at half as Cabrera gets ready to boot it. Daniel is the receiver, but Cabrera's going to do an end-over-end kick, get the clock running, and Rotan is going to be tackled as the clock expires for the half, and that's going to be the half. Bulldogs lead the Yellowhammers 28-8. So, time to take a quick break. The Yellowhammers do have a school band. I think they're going to play or try to play. We've also got all of our homecoming halftime festivities going on, and so maybe a longer halftime than normal, but I'll be with you here in a little bit when I take a short break. All right, Bulldog fans, the homecoming coronations are done. The little cheerleaders played. The rotating band played. It was a packed halftime. Mark juggled and dropped his one phone. So we're back. If you didn't know, the homecoming queens this year did something pretty neat. Instead of, they encouraged everybody, instead of getting a nicer mom or the money that you spend on mums and garters to, instead go without or go a little bit less and donate the money that you saved to the Grubin family as they work through some cancer and some payments. And so last I heard, they had raised just a little bit over $3,000 for that, and I'm sure it picked up even more time because that was a Saturday. So great job with girls. Doing the homecoming stuff. Cody McCallum, your king. Evelyn Gallegos is the queen. And so the refs are back. The boys are back. Kind of warming up and jogging on the sideline. And we will go. A couple things I noticed just looking at the roster at halftime. Rotan is a young team. In fact, Jeffrey is a freshman. Flores is a junior. There's only three or four seniors on the whole team. So we'll see. But the Bulldogs have typically taken over in the second half. They've worn teams down and done awesome through all of that. So hopefully we'll see the Bulldogs do the same thing. I have no doubt that they will. Right now they're leading 28-8, and they will receive the kickoff at half. So the Dominant Dog defense kind of figured out how to play the Yiddle Hammers. You can't just go all out on the rush. You kind of have to lay back just a little bit and almost dare them to run to you. And trust your secondary cover and trust the guys behind you with it all. And so Rotans kicks the ball one time at the beginning. And Jeffrey's the kicker. He lines up like he's going to kick it all the way across the field, but instead, last time he came up and kicked it to Rio from the other side of the field to Zach White Weaver. That's what he's going to do. It's going to be end over end to Zach White. Zach gets the ball, falls down right on it. So it's going to be Bulldog ball at their 37-yard line. First and 15 from the 37. Ball's going to be set at the far hash mark as we get underway in the second half of football. Again, Bulldogs leading 28-8, and they come out in the IRI. There's a snap. Hand off to McCown, running underneath. McCown's got the review. That's a 40, 35. Going to be brought down around the 30, pushed out of bounds. They're going to say right at the 30-yard line, so that's about a 13-yard run. It's going to set up a second and 2 for the Bulldogs. It's the 30 of the Yellowhammers. 9:52 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs break the huddle and get set in the IRA eye. There's a snap. This time Bulldogs are looking to throw the ball. Partain's going to toss it. He's got Weaver deep. Weaver hit. Falls before he can catch it. They're not going to throw any flag. Say the ball was way over his head. Now there's a flag. Yeah, it was stuck in the referee's pants. He couldn't get the flag out. So it should be pass interference. The refs are huddled up to see what they're going to say. Nope, they're going to wave it off. Say that it was no way he could catch it. I hate to tell him there's no way he could catch it because he was being held, but that doesn't seem to matter. The ref threw the flag. They're saying, nah, it was over his head, so going to be incomplete. That's going to set up a third and 2. Ball's going to be set at the near hash mark. Coach Goodwin's wanting to have a chat with the white hat. It would have, see, that's the stuff, rule like that drives me nuts. It was too far to catch, so it's not a penalty. Like, it either should be a penalty or not a penalty. It doesn't make, hey, if you're holding on the side that they're not running, is it a penalty? Yes, it's still a penalty, but that's not going to be so. Nobody asked me, so it's now 3rd and 2 with 9:43 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs set in the IRA. There's a snap. Time to hang up underneath. Payne. Payne's going to have plenty for a first down and some. Going to get the ball all the way out to the rotating 25-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 15 from the 25 at 9:37 and counting on the clock. Bulldogs leading 28-8. Bulldog gets set in the IRA eye on the near hash mark. There's the snap, the handoff to McCown. McCown is just tripped up. Oh, man, he had a hole there, too, and just couldn't quite get past that one defender. He gets a gain of about 2.5 yards. It's going to set up a 2nd and 13 for the Bulldogs on the near hash mark. 9:02 and counting in the third. Bulldogs leading 28-8. Get in the IRA eye. 3 down line. The Partain under center. 2 in the backfield. Now they motion Weaver out to the left. It's going to be a pass. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got 2 receivers. That deep. Way to throw it. Now he just tosses it deep into the end zone. He's got Weaver right there. Oh! Sorry, that was Allen. Partain was getting ready to throw the ball. He was about to run, and he jumped back and just lost it off his back foot. Allen came forward, but the rotating defender was there to knock it incomplete. So that's going to set up a third and 13 now with 8:38 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 28-8. Getting set in the Ira eye on the near hash mark. There's a snap pitch to McCown. Runner on the near side. McCown hit in the backfield. And it's going to be brought down for no gain. So it looks like the Bulldogs are doing some extra stuff to kind of get the rotating defense out. They've been able to stump out that sweep that the Bulldogs run so effectively. And so now you've got the Bulldog offense stand at 4th and 13 for what is a huge 4th down play. The Bulldogs need to come out of the half and get this to keep momentum on their side. 28-8. Bulldogs leading. 8 minutes on the clock and counting. All right, new formation. They're all in shotgun. Three in the back. McCown gets the ball. Pitches it to Partain. Block. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's going to take off and run. Trying to get the first down with his feet. He's still on his feet. Break one tackle. He just got plowed over the defender. It's not going to be enough for a first down, but that defender is going to feel it. So it's going to be Partain. I mean, golly, the line was at maybe the 9-yard line. Partain was able to get the ball all the way to the 11 with his feet. So now it's going to be first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 11-yard line. And we'll see if the Dominant Dog defense can pick up where they left off. They played well. That the first play of the first offensive drive the Yellowhammers had in the game is where they scored it, and they haven't been able to do much against the Bulldogs defense since then. Yellowhammers come out with three receivers on the far side, two in the backfield. Flores is the running back deep. Flores gets the ball at the goal line. Look at the throw. He's got Martinez right there. Flores is running into the Martinez running. He's trying to bring it in. It's his foot. Flores throws the ball. Number 13, Warren was the receiver, popped the ball up, but he was just hit back into it and was able to recover the ball for a one-yard gain. So all of that happens to get 1 yard. Martinez had Flores, was dragging him down, but would have pinned him way deep by their end zone or even in a touchback. And instead, it's going to be second and 14 from the Yellowhammer 12. Two receivers to the far side, three in the backfield and a V. There's the snap. It's a pitch to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to run the ball. Hit by McCowan. Right down by Kenya for a two-yard loss. That's going to set up a three-yard loss. That's going to set up a third and 17 for the Yellowhammers. So that time it was just a planned run. They want to get Jeffrey the ball and let it go. Jeffrey's a freshman, and he is quick. Hard to bring down. But the Bulldog defense came out. McCowan hit him, and Daniel was there to help drag him down. So now it's third and 17, 6:08 left in the third quarter. Three receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. Flores will be the quarterback. There's the snap. Pitch back to Flores, who's in the end zone dancing. Being chased by Weaver. Being chased by Martinez. Martinez has him. Resting up and is trying to bring him down. He's got his trying to bring him down. Oh, they're going to fall down. The Bulldog fall on it. They're going to say incomplete pass. Not a fumble. It's either intentional, it should be intentional grounding or a fumble. There was no receivers in the area. He was outside of the pocket. They're just going to call an incomplete pass at the moment, so it's going to be a 4th and 17. The referees are talking about it. Steve Goodwin may have a good point. They're going to stop the clock and talk to each other. I don't know how that was either an incomplete pass, which could have been an intentional grounding, or a fumble, or a sack. If he's down for a ball, we're out, but he was down way back. So we're going to see what they say. With no replay, the odds of them changing it are very slim. And they're not going to change it. Who would have thought they won't change it? If they would listen to us, the game would be over. So instead, it's going to be a punt for the Yellowhammers. He's punting from his end zone. He snaps the ball, punts it, and it bounces out of bounds at the 25-yard line. So it'll be Bulldog ball. The Dominant Dog defense steps up huge there. Tough break not getting the the quarterback could have been down in the end zone or could have been intentional grounding. Either way, it would have been a touchback. Could have been a fumble, but they called incomplete instead. So now the Dawg offense, which left up not getting any points, comes out with a first and 15 from the Yellowhammer 25-yard line. Gets set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Hand off to McCown, run on the far side. He's got some room to run. He's out less than 5 yards. There's 10-yard gain. 15-yard gain. He's going to be brought down. It'll be enough for his first down. There's a flag now that just fell. He was tackled rough. An illegal tackle for certain. McCown gets up a little bit gingerly. Yep, they're going to call a fourth collar tackle, and it certainly was. Now, McCown got enough for the first down on the run alone, but then the penalty is going to get them way deep in there. So it's going to be a first and goal from the 5. The only reason it wasn't more is because it's half the distance to the goal. McCown got him down to the 10. So it's going to be a first and 5, first and goal from the 5 for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be in the middle of the field. And they're in the Iron Eye. There's the snap. Pitch to Weaver now in the backfield. Weaver weaves his way through the Iron defense and gets into the end zone for a touchdown. Bulldogs! That's Weaver's third touchdown of the day. 2 on offense, and then he had that fumble recovery for a touchdown on defense. That puts the Bulldogs up 38-8 with 5:23 left in the half. 34-8 with 5:23 left in the third. They just have to hold the kick. All of them. It's good! Now that's 36. 36-8. Numbers are just not my thing. I'm a man of the word, you know? All I need is chapter... it's chapter 2, verse 7. Those are the only numbers I need to know. That's right. So the Bulldogs are leading 36-8 after the made PAT by Cabrera. And thank all the sponsors for these broadcasts: Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn and Snyder, Sonic Drive, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall and Snyder, Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust. The First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, and S. McCowan Photography. All right, the Bulldogs are going to be kicking from the right to the left. The wind is maybe picked up just a little bit, maybe where it was at the beginning of the game. There's not a whole lot, just enough to kind of barely blow the flags on the flagpoles. And so Cabrera's going to try to boom it back into the end zone. There he goes. He kicks it high and far. Daniel picks the ball up at the 10 and is trying to run. He's going to be still on his feet, being chased by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to be brought down by Martinez, but not before he gets the ball all the way down to the Bulldogs 30. So that's a 10, 20, 30, 40-yard return for Daniel. So, the ball is going to be set at the Bulldogs 31. The Dominant Dawg defense doesn't have much grass behind them. And the Yellowhammer offense comes back onto the field. They're going to send 2 receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side, 2 in the backfield. It looks like it's Flores up front. And Jeffrey behind. Jeffrey gets the ball, looking to throw. He tosses it. Ball short, incomplete. The Bulldog defense has kind of figured out how to guard him and play him. You want to make him throw the ball. 5 minutes, 6 seconds left in the third. Bulldogs leading 36-8. So the blitzers are getting there for the Bulldogs. And then they're just putting pressure on Jeffrey so they can't really look downfield, but they're also not letting him run forward. They're making him go side to side, and that has been a hill for Jeffrey, because the Dominant Dawg defense has stepped up. Same formation, same order and everything. Flores pitches it back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey looking to throw the ball. He dumps it off short to Flores. Flores trying to run. He's got a 5-yard gain of 10 before he's hit by Rios and McCowan. So that's going to set up a third and four. For the Yellowhammers, ball is at the Bulldog 20-yard line now. So this bend but not break defense is now being bent again. Let's see what the Bulldogs can recover. Same formation, same order, and everything. There's the snap. Flores pitches it back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey is not just looking to run, not even looking to throw the ball. And it's going to be brought down by Weaver. We'll see exactly where they mark it. He went down by the stick, but it looks like he's going to get a first down. So it's going to be first and goal from the 15 for the Yellowhammers. 4:14 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 36-8. All right, the Dominant Dog defense is going to need a big goal line stand here again. Yellowhammers come out with tricks on the near side, two in the backfield. It's Flores and Jeffrey in the backfield. There's the snap, pitchback. Jeffrey's got the ball looking to throw it, being chased by Martinez. He tosses the ball. It's complete, but not before the receiver's pushed out of bounds by Rios. He's going to be down all the way to about the 4-yard line. So now it's going to be a second angle from the 4-yard line. Waiting for the Yellowhammers to get the play called and get in. 4:07 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 36-8. Looking for a defensive stand here. This time they come inside under center. There's a snap. It's a handoff to... Ooh, oh! Came in tight and ran a handoff of a dive to number 6, Corbin Jay, who was able to weasel his way through the Dominant Dog defense and walk into the end zone for a touchdown. That puts the Bulldogs up now 36-14, but the Yellowhammers are going to try for a field goal. Jeffrey is the kicker. Flores is the holder. I can't see the number of the snapper. There's a snap, the hold to kick. The ball is up, almost blocked, but it's going to be good. So that puts the score 36-16 with the Bulldogs about to receive the kickoff. The sponsor for this broadcast is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Pizza Inn of Snyder. Pizza Inn has an all-day pizza buffet plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza Inn has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978 and has been locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes all the pizza dough fresh every day, never frozen, and they have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is available through DoorDash. Sonic Drive-In has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located in College Avenue in Snyder. We have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half-price drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. Thank you guys for sponsoring these broadcasts. Great way for supporting the Bulldogs. All right, the Bulldogs are going to receive. They've got Payne in back deep. McCowan and Juarez in the middle row, and then you've got White, Weaver, and Rios up front. Jeffrey is the kicker for the Yellowhammers, and last time he tried to kick to one. Before that, he kicked it to Rios. Both of them recovered it. This time he's going to do a pooch kick that's just going to sail out of bounds. It never even gets close. So it goes out of bounds. They drop the flag at the 33-yard line. I mean, the ball landed about 5 yards. It went over the red set. Nobody really even tried to get it. So, the Bulldogs will get the kick. The Bulldogs will get the ball. Sorry, waiting for the referees to spot it. They're going to be at their 37-yard line, pretty close to midfield. It's 1st and 15, ball on the far hash mark, 4 minutes left in the third, in the Ira eye. There's a snap, handoff to McCown, run on the near side. McCown got the block of head over the midfield, 35, 30, 25, 20. It's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line. They're going to mark him right at the 15-yard line. So good run by McCallum sets the Bulldogs up with first and goal from the 15. Well, we'll see if it's first and goal or if they're going to drag the chains. The nose of the ball is just on the Irish side of the line. I guess we're going to say it's first and goal. And he had a timeout by the Yellowhammers, who are winded and worn down from the Dominant Dog defense and the Bulldog Ira I offense. Bulldogs leading 36-16 with 3:51 left in the third quarter. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is Anytime Fitness, with 24/7 access to gym and over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world. Personal and team training, nutritional coaching, personal showers, hydro massage, tanning beds, nutritional supplements, and every member receives a free Get Started plan at Anytime Fitness Insider. West Texas State Bank, serving Curry County and the local area since 1950. A local board of directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access our banking via our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile app, telebank, or their two ATMs. All right. Bulldogs come out. The ball is going to be a first and goal from the 15 on the near hash mark in the Ira eye. There's a snap handoff underneath to Pena. Uh-oh, the fumble. The ball comes out. And the Yellowhammers recover the ball on their own 5-yard line. So I don't know what happened there. It was a handoff to Pena, and then the ball popped out. I don't know if it was just a bad handoff, but it fell forward right into the hands of the Yellowhammer defender. And so now, costly mistake by the Bulldog offense, which is going to send the Bulldog defense out on the field. And they're going to save the ball down at the 6-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 15 from their own 6-yard line for the Yellowhammers as they get ready to take on the Dominant Dog defense. Yellowhammers send 3 receivers to the far side. They've got 2 in the backfield. It's Flores, and behind him is Jeffrey. There's a snap. Hitchback. Jeffrey's got the ball. He's at the back of the end zone dancing. Drops it underneath to Flores. Flores shakes one defender. We got McCallum. McCallum's able to bring him down, but not after he gets about a 10-yard gain. They're going to spot the ball at the 13. So that's going to set up a 2nd and 8 for the Yellowhammers. What they're doing now is, because the Bulldog defense has been getting it to them, they're not even trying to go deep. They're just dumping it off. The one defender will try to block one rusher. It's almost like a middle screen to try to slow down the Bulldog defense. One receiver to the far side, one to the near side, 3 in the backfield. There's a snap. Flores gets the ball, airs it out. It's going to sail way over the intended receiver. Him and the receiver were not running the same thing. But falls incomplete. Just a miscommunication. Great job by the Bulldog defense, who had it covered up completely. And that's going to set up a 3rd and 8 for the Yellowhammers from their own 13-yard line. Two minutes, 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 36-16. 3 receivers to the far side. 2 in the backfield. Flores with Jeffrey behind him. There's a snap, pitch back. Jeffrey has got the ball, looking to run, being chased by Weaver. Got Martinez there as well. As Jeffrey now on his feet, has to run. He's going to have enough for the first down, but he's still on his feet, being chased by several Bulldogs. He's going to be brought down by Weaver and Rios. It's a big gain. So it'll be 1st and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Ball going to be set at the 27-yard line of the Yellowhammers. There's not really been many penalty flags today. Looking for some holding calls on the offense, but nothing yet. 2:22 left in the third. Bulldogs leading 36-16. One receiver to the near side, one receiver to the far side, 3 in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch to Flores. Flores looking to throw the ball, being chased by McCallum. Dumps it off short to 13. He's going to be hit by Weaver, hit by McCallum, hit by Flores. He's going to gain about 2 or 3 yards. By the time they officially set it, it's going to be a 4-yard gain. So it's going to set up a 2nd and 11
Well, yeah, second and 12 is what Rocky said. Sometimes he's right. .140 left in the third. The dominant Dodge defense is making it difficult, as they always do, to get any yards. Two receivers from the near side, one receiver from the far side, two stacked up in the backfield. It's Juarez with Jeffrey behind him. There's the same. Jeffrey gets the ball, looking to throw again. Chased by Juarez and chased by Weaver. Jeffrey's so fast, pushes through. He's going to have enough for a first down before he's brought down by McCallum. He's able to run the ball all the way to the Bulldogs, 31-yard line. So it's going to be first and 15 as the Dominant Dog defense is holding for a few plays, and then Jeffrey just makes something happen with his leg. And so the Bulldogs are, it's really, they have guys on him. They have defenders who are on him. It's a mixture of he's a good athlete, but we're just not bringing him down. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side, two in the backfield. There's a snap pitch back to Jeffrey, who's looking to throw the ball. Has some pressure being put on him. He's going to dump it up short to Flores. Flores gets the ball. It's hit by several Bulldog defenders. So he's going to have about a 1-6-7 yard gain. So it's going to set up a second and 8. 19 seconds left and counting in the second half. Bulldogs leading 36-16. And it looks like Rochane's going to let the clock expire and go into the fourth quarter, and that's exactly what they do. So going into the fourth quarter, Bulldogs are leading 36-16 here on homecoming night. For Ira, sponsors for this broadcast include Mitch Charles and Snyder, your local GM dealer, wants to take care of your vehicle services, sales, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction and building a long-term relationship with our customers. Legacy Fuels, established in 1937, we sell propane fuel, bulk oils, and case goods. Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid on all recyclable metals, copper, brass, stainless steel, car bodies, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rods are available. Another sponsor is Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for free. Quote, First Bank and Trust in Snyder, the another sponsor of these broadcasts. All right, coming out, 10 minutes of ball game left. Bulldogs leading 36-16 going into the fourth. It's going to be a second and 8 for the Yellowhammers. Ball is set at the Bulldog 34-yard line. Two receivers from the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap. Flores gets the ball. Look at the throw. He tosses it to Daniel quick. Daniel is hit by Weaver. Not enough for a first down, but it'll be a third and short. Rochane tried to catch the Bulldogs off guard. Flores is the front guy, and Jeffrey is behind it. Flores got the ball and is turning through it to Daniel really quickly. But Weaver, the savvy senior, was there to wrap it up. So it's going to be a third and 2. For the Yellowhammers, ball is at the 19-yard line. Three receivers to the far side, two in the backfield. Jeffrey is the man up front, Flores is behind him. This has been a pass play in the past. There's a snap, pitch back to Flores. Flores looking to throw the ball, being chased by Martinez. And Flores is now takes off and runs the ball. He's going to have enough for a first down, but he's going to be pushed to the mound by Rios at the 6-yard line. But great coverage in the secondary by the Bulldogs. Flores was just able to get across the first defender, and then there was nobody around him. So it's going to be first and goal from the 5 for the Yellowhammers. It's time to come out in high formation in the shotgun.
And it looks like the yellow hangers jump off sides. Yep. False start against the yellow hangers, so that's going to back them up another time. So that'll be first and goal from the 10. They will. Yeah, they want a desperate reality. 9:05 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 36-16. First and 10. First and goal from the 10 for the yellow hands. Back in the high formation. There's a snap. Flores gets it handed up underneath to Warren, who falls forward to the 3-yard line, somewhere around there. Okay. It's going to be a second and goal for the Yellow Hammers. Same formation. There's a snap. Flores hands the ball off to the runner. And they're going to call a touchdown, Yellow Hammers. Goodwin was upset. He wants an offside to be called, but the refs aren't going to do it. So that puts the score 36-22 with 8:34 left in the fourth. And Jeffrey comes in for the PAT. Ball's up. And it's good. So Bulldogs leading 36-24 with 8:34 left in the game. Sponsor for this broadcast is the IRA First Church of Ghana, building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday last, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults begins at 6, with a meal, followed by age-graded classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Susan invite you to join us this week, the Bulldogs. Our sponsor for the broadcast is Iowa Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples to make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 11, with book by verse by verse expository preaching. Community group Sunday night at 6, and youth kids and prayer meeting Wednesdays starting at 6 with a free meal. For more information, head on over to sbciowa.com and search Iowa Baptist on Facebook or Instagram. Trying to get a t-shirt, it didn't work. All right, Jeffrey's going to be the kicker. He's lined up. He's tried a head-over-heels kick. The Bulldogs have got it. He tried the pushy kick, but it went out of bounds. We'll see what he's doing here. Right now, he's lined up at wide with Rios on the other side. The ball's going to bounce head-over-heels, and it's not going to go the 15 yards. Well, did he not touch the ball before? Oh, my goodness, that's terrible. The ball went head over heels. The Rotan defender touched the ball to pop it more of the 15-yard line, and then Rios, or White, fell on the ball, but they're saying it's not a penalty for Rotan to touch the ball before it goes 15 yards. So, it's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 36-yard line. 8:34 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 36-24. Looking for a good, solid offensive drive right now. In the outer eye. There's a snap. Pitch to McCown. Run on the near side. McCown tries to cut it up short. It's going to be Brock back at the line of scrimmage for no gain. There's a risk right there. The defenders for Rotan are just two really big guys on the edge. And I think that's what's been getting the screen, is we've been having trouble blocking those two guys on the edge. And so you almost have to let them come out and then cut in underneath them. And that's where the big runs have come. Bulldogs get set in that same formation, a different formation with two to the far side, one to the other. They run it before. There's a snap of handoff from McCown on the other side. And he's going to get past the line of scrimmage down to the 50, 45, the 20, down to the 20-yard line. Here's a 40, and they got all the way down to the 20-yard line out of that new formation. The I formation, the Bulldogs are having trouble blocking the end. So now it's second and 15 from the 19-yard line. Bulldogs leading 36-24 with 7:30.
There's the snap. Hand off to McCown. Underneath. McCown just slipped. Didn't get hit. It just looked like he tried to cut and slipped at the line of scrimmage. So, 7:07 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 36-24 as they get set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Pitch to Weaver on the far side. Weaver weaves his way in out of the defense. Still on his feet. He's able to fall forward for about a 3-yard gain, maybe two. We'll see exactly where they spot it. So it's going to be a 3rd-and-13 for the Bulldogs. Ball is set at the 17-yard line. Get in the Ira eye formation. There's the snap. This time Bulldogs looking to throw the ball. Partain Thomas has got a wide open. Rios just catches it. He's going to have enough for a first down. Can he get it? Yes, he can. Touchdown, Bulldogs! That was Partain to Rios for the touchdown. And the Bulldogs are going to send in the PAT team. So now the Bulldogs are leading 42-24. Rios the snapper, Weaver the holder, Cabrera the kicker. The snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good. So now the Bulldogs are going to be at 44-24. Our sponsor for these broadcasts is the Ira Booster Club. On behalf of the Ira Booster Club, we wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs athletic and academic success over the coming school year. Another sponsor is S. McCallum Photography with Bogdan Sports Senior Portrait and Game Day Photography into the town for 20% discount on full personal sessions for new bookings only. All right, Bulldogs take a 44-24 lead with 6 minutes, 12 seconds left in the game. Let me get up my app and we'll look around the area and see what some other scores are. Right now, the Tigers are leading Monahan 28-21 with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Colorado City's leading Haskell 19-13. Scroll down. Borden County defeated Meadow 61-16. Hermley defeated Roby 47-0. So, there you go. Bulldogs sending out the kick team. Cabrera's trying to kick it deep every time, and has done so pretty effectively. Although Daniel had a pretty good return last time. He set up at the 5-yard line. Cabrera's going to be kicking with just a touch of wind at his back. So here we go. There's the kick. It's going to be low, head over heel. Daniel's going to pick it up at the 5. Now he's at the 15, the 20, the 25. He finds a hole. He's got one man to beat, and he's going to beat him, and he's going to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. He is really fast. Just some blown coverage there by the Bulldogs. There's no real other way to say it. It helps that Daniel is very quick, but he was never even touched. So that puts the score 44-30, and Rotan's going to come on for the extra point, or the PAT. There's a snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's no good. The ball didn't quite get set on the tee. So the score is going to stay 44-30 with 6 minutes left in the fourth. Just thank all the sponsors who support this broadcast. Prosperity Bank, Pizza Inn, and Snyder. Sonic Drive-In, Anytime Fitness, West Texas State Bank, Mitch Hall and Snyder. Legacy Fuel, Snyder Iron and Metal, Texas Farm Bureau with agents, Stormy Sellers, First Bank and Trust. Now, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Booster Club, and S. McCallum Photography. Thank you guys for supporting these broadcasts.
zone. Hermley moves to 2-0 in district. Roby moves to 0-2. And from behind the week off there, 0-1. This is Rotan's opening district game against the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are 1-0, looking to go 2-0 as they head into the bye next week. Or as we head into the bye next week. Now, Rotan is setting up. Jeffrey is the kicker. He's not even aiming to kick it deep. He's aiming to kick it just across the field, kind of end over end. The Bulldog player over there is Zach White, and then you've got Ike Weaver in the middle, and Rios is on the near side. There's the kick. It's end over end straight to White. White gets the ball. Now he picks it up to run. He's going to try to dive forward, and he's going to get up to the 37-yard line. So the Bulldog offense will take over at the 37-yard line, at their own 37-yard line, leading 44-30 with 5:55 left in the game. The dude is just jealous of my accuracy. Gets set in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Partain hands it off to McCown. Run on the far side. McCown breaks through the first level. He's on the second level. He's going to break through a couple defenders. Get all the way down to the first down marker. Be about a 15, 16-yard run. We'll see exactly where they mark it. The Whitehats already getting in the sign before they mark it. So it'll be first down, a 16-yard run for McCown. So now the ball is set at the Roby 21-yard line. The 7-yard line. It's the 26.51-yard line. I rounded up, but Rocky doesn't want to do math. Partain gets his team set in the Ira eye on the far hash mark. There's a snap. It's going to be a handoff to McCown on the near side this time. McCown powers his way forward for a gain of 4 yards or so. See exactly where they spot it in just a minute. 5:34 on the clock and counting. It's going to be a 2nd and 11 for the Bulldogs from the 26-yard line. Well, if that's entertainment, then we are hard-pressed. Ira in the Ira eye. There's the snap. Handoff to McCown on the far side. He's got the blockers ahead of him. He's got it to 15, to 10, to 5. Touchdown! Bulldogs! That's McCown's third touchdown of the night. Running on the far side there. That puts the Bulldogs up 50-30. Rios the snapper, Weaver the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball is up. And it's good! Now the Bulldogs will be 52-30 with 4:58 left in the game. Sponsor for these broadcasts is Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting our Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Pizza Inn has all day pizza buffets plus a large salad bar every day from 11 to 9 and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Pizza has been making pizzas in Snyder since 1978 and is locally owned by the Hurley family for 28 years. Our crew makes the pizza dough fresh, never frozen, and we have a convenient pickup window for to-go orders, and delivery is made available through DoorDash. Our sponsor is Sonic, supported Sonic Drive-In. Sonic has supported the Bulldogs since its opening in 1970. Sonic is located on College Avenue in Snyder. We have happy hour every day from 2 to 4:30, or enjoy half-fresh drinks all day when you use the Sonic app to order ahead. Anytime Fitness with 24/7 access to the gym, access to over 4,000 Anytime Fitness gyms across the world with personal team training, nutritional coaching, personal showers, hybrid massage, standing bed, nutritional supplements. Every member receives a free Get Started plan. All right, Cabrera gets ready to kick. Daniel ran the last kickoff back for a touchdown. He is a dangerous returner. He's had two good ones. See what happens here. Cabrera gets the ball. This time he kicked it end over end. Short. It's going to be picked up by Roby. I can't see the number, but he's going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders before he's finally brought down.
at the 32. Now, there's a flag that came in late. We're going to see exactly what it is. Block in the back on Rochan. And we're just going to move them back. So the ball was stopped at the, they're setting it at the 35 of the Bulldogs. And then they're going to walk it back for 10 more yards. So now it's going to be at the 35 of the Yellow Hammers. So Yellow Hammers will get the ball on their side of midfield. 4:48 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 52-30. One receiver, oh, two receivers to the far side, one to the near side, two in the backfield. There's a snap for it, gets it, he pitches it back to Jeffrey. Jeffrey fakes the reverse, so it's just a run to the right. Jeffrey's still on his feet, steps out of bounds, but they're going to call it. It took a little while to blow that whistle. They get all the way, Jeffrey gets the ball all the way down to the 33-yard line. It's going to set up a second and three for the Yellow Hammers. So it's supposed to be a reverse, and Jeffrey, it looked like it was supposed to be a reverse. Jeffrey didn't hand it off. So the Diamond Dog defense now has second and short, so they've got to stand up with one receiver to far side, one to the other side. Back to the back, Linda B. Hand off to Daniel. Daniel gets the ball. It's hit by several defenders. Briggs crosses across the rest of the field. And he's going to walk right on into the end zone for a touchdown. That puts the score, Bulldogs leading 52-36. That was just a handoff to Daniel. Daniel didn't have a good first half. The second half has really shown up. And he is super fast. Nobody's been able to touch him. He's a returner as well. And now the Yellow Hammers get ready for the kickoff. The snap will hold the kick. The ball is up, and it's good. So now the score is 52-38. Ira leading Rotan. Another sponsor for these broadcasts is West Texas State Bank, serving Scurry County and the local area since 1950. Local Board of Directors, their mission is to provide friendly and professional financial services. We're big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. Access your bank via our lobby, drive-in, online, mobile bank, telebank, and our two ATMs. Another sponsor is Mitch Hall and Snyder, your local GM dealer that wants to take care of your vehicle sales, service, parts, and needs. Our number one goal is customer satisfaction, building a long-term relationship with our customers. So, Rotate comes into the game 5-1. You see why they've got a lot of speed on their team. The Diamond Dog defense has did well in the second and third quarter with it, but has struggled to contain that speed here in the fourth quarter as they're just exchanging touchdowns with the Rotan Yellow Hammers now. Bulldogs in pain back deep, but they're not going to kick it deep. They haven't even tried to. They're going to do the end-over-end kick to Zach White on the far side. That's who he's aimed at. Weaver's right next to him, and then Rios is on the near side. He did try to swing it one time and do it over that way, and we'll see what they do now. It's going to be in over into White. White gets the ball and nails it at the 34-yard line. So it'll be Bulldog ball at the 34. 4:07 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 52-38. Good news is the offense has been able to methodically walk down the field and score on some big runs, and it's really worn down the Yellow Hammer defense. The bad news is the Diamond Dog defense did great in the first half, keeping the Yellow Hammers to 8 points, but they've given up 30 points in the second half. They've got to find a way to contain the Yellow Hammer speed. Partain gets in, team set in the Ira aisle, the far hash mark. There's a snap at the handoff to McCown running right up the middle. McCown's going to fall forward for about 4 yards. That's going to set up a second and 11. Ball set right in between the hash marks, right in the middle of the field at the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs, so almost to midfield.
3:40 left on the clock and counting. Bulldogs taking their time getting out under the huddle, really milking the clock, get set in the Ira eye. There's a snap, pitch back to McCown, run on the far side of McCown. Being dragging a couple defenders with him, he's able to drag him for a gain of 2-3 yards. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to put it at the Rotan 39-yard line. So that'll set up a third and about 8 for the Bulldogs. And Ira's going to call a timeout. So, 2:56 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 52-38. It's going to be a third and 8 for the Bulldogs from the Rotan 39-yard line. Their sponsor for the broadcast is Legacy Fuel, established in 1937. We sell propane fuel, bulk oil, and cased goods. Snyder Iron and Metal with 5 locations, Snyder, Sweetwater, Anson, Andrews, and Big Spring. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, carbide, iron, and tin. Structural pipe and rod are available. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers is providing insurance coverage for your auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. First Bank and Trust in Ira is another sponsor of the broadcast. The First Church of God in Ira is building a community of believers through biblical preaching and making Jesus the subject. We offer Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., followed by our morning worship at 11. Our Wednesday blast, Bible learning and sharing together for children, youth, and adults begins at 6 with a meal, followed by 8th-grade classes at 7. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Rocky and Youth Pastor Susan invite you to join us this week. Go Bulldogs! All right, both teams back on the field after that brief timeout. Again, it's 3rd and 8 for the Bulldogs from the Rotan 39-yard line. There's a snap out of the Ira eye. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's got a wide-open McCown, but he just didn't see him because he was being chased, so he slides down. And Rotan calls a timeout. So we ran the pass. There was a wide-open receiver, but he's on the other side of the field from where Partain was scrambling. He was being chased. Both the receivers were covered, and instead of throwing into that coverage, Partain just slipped to be down. So it's now going to set up a 4th and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 34-yard line. Another sponsor is Iowa Baptist Church, seeking to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication with Sunday school classes for all ages at 10 a.m., a worship service at 11 with book-by-book, verse-by-verse expository preaching, community group at 6 on Sunday nights, and a youth, kids, and adult prayer meeting Wednesdays with a meal starting at 6. For more information, visit fccira.com or search Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. 2:46, big fourth down for the Bulldogs as they've been trading touchdowns with Rotan. 4th and 15 here. Bulldogs leading 52-38. Come out of timeout. Now the Bulldogs are going to huddle up. I say 4th and 15. This 4th and 16. They've got the ball back behind it. It's going to be set at their 34-yard line, 33. There's the snap. McCown gets it. Pitches it to Partain. He's looking to throw the ball. Partain touches it deep. There's the flag. Haney was pushed down before the ball was anywhere around it. Fell on the ground. Now there's going to be a pass interference. It should be the call. Anytime this has happened for the Bulldogs, so they waved the flag off, so we'll see what's going to happen here. They're talking. Pass interference on the defense, so that's going to be a first down Bulldogs. Huge break for the Bulldogs. The Rotan coach is on like the middle Bulldog, the Ira eye, the Bulldog eye in the middle of the field. He's was standing on it, trying to talk to the white hat, yelling at him. The white hat said it's what's called. So 2:38 left in the game. Bulldogs leading 52-38. Is that not a spot foul?
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. It's first down anyway. First and 15 for the Bulldogs now from the 32.5-yard line. Mark, we'll put that one on the board. Yeah. 2:38 left. Bulldogs leading 52-38. Partain gets his team set in the Ira eye. There's a snap pitch to McCown on the far side. McCown breaks through the first line. He's still on his feet, being brought down by several rotating defenders, but not before he gains about 10 yards. That'll set up a second and around 5, depending on exactly where they spot it. Yep, 2nd and 7. Ball's going to be set at the Rotan 24-yard line. 2 minutes, 9 seconds, and counting in the game. Bulldogs leading 52-38. Bulldogs have 2 timeouts left. Rotan has 1. So the Bulldogs really here just methodically trying to run the ball, walk it down the field, and finish this game off in control. There's a snap pitch to McCown running on the near side. McCown cuts it back now, running on the far side. He's got some room to run. He's going to have enough for a first down. He's still on his feet at the 10. Cuts it back in. It's going to fall down around the 7-yard line. So he's supposed to run on the near side. There was no hole. So the senior turned around and ran on the other side of the field, was able to pick up the first down. Get the ball down inside the 10. It's going to be set about the 8-yard line, 7-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal from the 7. 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the game. Bulldogs leading 52-38. Yeah, you can see the rotating defenders are winded at just having the ball run on them over and over and over again all game long. Where is the defense down? And 6-man, when you play both ways so much, it affects so much of the game when you're effectively able to just ground and pound the ball. Gets set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. This time it's a handoff underneath to Weaver. Weaver weaves his way forward for about a 1-yard gain. 52 seconds left in the game and counting. Bulldogs leading 52-38. Really, just the Bulldogs are taking their time here, letting the clock run as low as it's going to be able to go before they snap it, so that there's really one play left here. And it looks like the Bulldogs are just going to kneel it. Yep. Kneel the ball with 15 seconds left, and there's 7-10. Bulldogs walking off the field, and they're going to walk away from this one victorious, 52-38. There's the final buzzer. So, Bulldogs win the game 52-38. They're going to be 2-0 in district, tied with the Hermley Cardinals. Hermley playing next week. The Bulldogs have a bye next week. So I won't be with you there, but we'll pick it back up in Hermley in 2 weeks for a huge district showdown. So, there you go. Bulldogs come out of a tough spot. District game victorious. I'm good night, the horn stuff. So, I've been Moore. Glad to be with you. We'll take a break next week as we have the bye, and then we will jump back in for some live play-by-play from Hermley for the Bulldogs' 3rd district game from there. We'll see you.